number one sports site in the world.
Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's.
Welcome to the fastest 2 hours in radio
on Yahoo Sports Radio
and YahooSportsRadio.com.
This is the Big E Sports Show
with the one and only, the triple threat, the Big E,
Alyssa Walker-Campbell. The 6 foot former Sooner women's basketball player.
She can post, pin,
turn the volume up,
and produce with some of today and yesterday's biggest stars.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Get ready to go beyond the X's and O's
with today's star athletes, coaches, and sports figures.
This is the Big E Sports Show
right now.
Now from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Are you ready?
Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Here she is, the one and only, the Big E, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, March Madness continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're so glad you made it a point to join us this evening. Connect with us at Twitter right now, at E Radio Sports. And what a weekend it is going to be in Dallas with the men's Final Four getting underway. Big time expectations. You got quality teams and matchups, Florida, Kentucky, Wisconsin, and UConn. There is so much anticipation. And so we're going to get you ready in our next segment. We've invited back my buddy Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio in New Mexico, who has been tracking the teams very, very closely. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Thank you so much.
Good to be back with you, Alyssa. Nice to have me back, I guess.
I lost that whole opening
right there.
We love having you on because you always bring it, that insight, that perspective. But before we do break it all down and the matchups, I am just out of curiosity, Steve, how did your bracket play out? I mean, who did you select to win it all?
I had Arizona winning it all.
Wow, okay.
My Elite Eight adventure came to a tragic, tumultuous end. And, you know, what a game that was between Arizona and Wisconsin, that the controversy in the end of the game there. So, you know, the overtime. So it's a bitter loss. It's my it ends my two-year win streak of bracket pool that I get into with friends of mine around here. So that's okay. It's time someone else won it.
Well, let's talk about the top four teams that survived and emerged from the group of 68 and now have a legitimate shot. I think any one of them have a legitimate shot at winning a national title. But let's start off, Steve, if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with Kentucky because big expectations coming into the season. They had a phenomenal recruiting class that had been hyped really as perhaps the Fab Five back in Michigan in those early 90s. But why did it take so long for the Wildcats to live up to that building?
I think because it took a while for this team to learn to play as a team. And I think that's, you know, it's no longer that they're freshmen. You know, that, I think we have to get past that notion that they're freshmen. They've been doing this now since November. It's now early April. So we're talking about nearly 6 months. So, yeah, they're freshmen technically, but, you know, you get that time together and you build that chemistry and you build that rapport. And, you know, this is, like you mentioned, this is the most talented team of individuals. And now that they've learned to play like a team, we saw that come together. We saw that come together against Wichita State. We saw that come together against Louisville. And now we're seeing it even more, you know, as we move on to this tournament, as we move on through this tournament. And if they can continue to play that way, if John Calipari can keep this team's head together, you know, as a collective unit, I think they have a very legitimate chance of cutting down the nets next Monday.
Well, Steve, it was quite a resurgence. And John Calipari, he was able to get his guys into sync. I mean, they were inexperienced, young, they were talented players. But I'd really love for you to talk about as far as chemistry, because that's the real trick. I mean, when you're going to translate that talent from paper onto the court, you've got to be cohesive, and timing is everything, and how they really blossomed and came together. It was remarkable to watch.
It's Aaron and Andrew. I mean, the Harrison twins have really become those guys that we expected them to be. And I think what I've seen over the last couple of weeks has been Andrew Harrison. It's been his really resurgence here that's really impressed me here. He's gotten that element now. I think Aaron always had the ability to, you know, to be the team leader. And I think Andrew has just kind of learned it along the way. You know, I don't want to say that one's more mature than the other, but I think one's more mature than the other, and I think we've watched the maturation process now of Andrew Harrison. He's been key to the resurgence here, and I think as long as he stays being the facilitator, so long as he's not the guy trying to force up shots like we saw back in December and we saw back in January and February, I think if he stays as being the facilitator, again, I think the Harrison twins, you know, take this team. Then obviously they have taken this team to this next level.
Steve Borstein joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is with Fox Sports Radio out there in New Mexico. It's interesting because you're highlighting, talking about Andrew Harrison, the growth and how we've seen him evolve as a player. But Aaron Harrison, how about that game winner? That is what lifted Kentucky over Michigan and into the Final Four.
And that is just that was an absolute man moment right there.
It was.
To get into that position and to put that shot up with a hand in your face with 3 seconds to go. It goes in with 2.3 seconds. And, you know, again, I thought what was impressive was immediately after that play is over, immediately after the initial exultation of that moment, you know, John Calipari got them all together. Okay, here's what we need to do. We got 2 seconds. Get in your role. Know your role. Know your position. They're going to launch up something deep. Just be ready, you know, and I think that's what we're seeing here. The Aaron Harrison shot, you know, he's become the clutch shooter. He's delivering 3-point daggers against Louisville and, like you mentioned, against Michigan a moment ago, and he's just that guy now. But you need to have it's you know this, Alyssa. It's a team game, and you've got to have, you know, Aaron Harrison doesn't make that play unless Andrew and the rest of his teammates make the plays to get them into that position.
We're certainly highlighting some of the players for Kentucky, but just the job that Coach Calipari has done, you really have to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he's taken the Wildcats, what, to 3 Final Fours in the last 4 years. It's his 5th year as a head coach. Just your thoughts on the job that he's done, just overall, as we step back and look at him as a recruiter and his ability to connect with his players.
Well, I mean, and is he not the coach most under the microscope of probably any men's college basketball coach in the country? And the job he does every year, because don't forget, he's obviously the most hated man, you know, among college recruiters, because he gets all the talent, and now you're seeing why he gets that talent, because, you know, it's the artist, it's the person who takes a mold of clay and turns it into a sculpture, and that's what he's done here. You know, he took this talented group of individuals and molded them into something that, you know, looks pretty formidable right now, and that's not just a recruiter, that's a guy who, you know, who's a teacher, that's a guy who's a father, that's a guy who, you know, can instruct and can mold and can teach and guide this team, and that's what he's done so far. I mean, I sound like I'm, you know, standing on the John Calipari pulpit here, but it's amazing what he's done. It really is. I mean, it's pretty sensational what he's done, you know, and it's not just this season. You mentioned, I mean, it's for the last 5 years. He's had these teams before. We see it every year, and he just knows how to motivate, and that's a hard thing to do, especially at the college level. All the distractions that come along with the tournament, all the distractions that come along, you know, with being a successful college basketball player in this day and age. Look, there's a lot of things that can distract you, but he's done, I think, an amazing job in keeping this team and their focus, you know, on the big prize.
Well, Kentucky has certainly had an amazing turnaround. They had to muscle through some difficult stretches, but I think what I appreciate too is just listening to some of these press conferences and going back through the files. Just the humility that he has shown in terms of he shoulders the blame for the team not playing to its potential a few months back, that he said that he waited too long to instill and to tweak some things.
Yeah, it's funny. I mentioned that, you know, on my show the other day, there was a great soundbite of his about, you know, he never thinks about this team losing. He never talks about losing. They never look at a game as what they have to overcome. It's always the case of, you know, looking ahead to how long it's going to take to get the win and what it takes to get the win. And, you know, when you're an 18-year-old kid, and even if you're facing, you know, what appear to be insurmountable odds, I know they heard all the stories about the Kentucky-Louisville matchup, and they know what happened last year when these two teams squared off. You know, they had the Kentucky-Michigan matchup and all the, you know, the fact they were without one of their top players, and Willie Cauley-Stein, and, you know, how much of that was going to be an impact. But, you know, John Calipari has been that calming presence. He's been that guy who, you know, shows the confidence, and therefore that confidence then comes out in his players.
Tell us about, Steve, kind of break it down for us. How do you see this matchup playing out between Wisconsin?
You know, I think the we mentioned a moment ago, Willie Cauley-Stein. I think now is where we're going to see him not being around, because he got the injury against Louisville the other night. If he can't play, and what we're hearing right now is that he won't play, him not being there, that's going to be a problem because Wisconsin is so big inside that it's the shot-blocking presence that Willie Cauley-Stein brings to the table. He's averaging over 3 blocks a game. Him not being there, that allows Wisconsin to establish themselves under the boards. And yes, you know, Kentucky is an extraordinary rebounding team, but at some point in time, Wisconsin also is going to force things in the inside. And I think that's where Wisconsin has an advantage here. I think that's where, you know, Wisconsin to me has the advantage. If they can get a presence on the inside and they can muscle their way through, I think they're going to be very tough to beat here.
It is our Final Four coverage this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Steve, stick with us. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoining with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio New Mexico here in just a minute on the Big E Sports Show.